Welcome to Storytime with Joey C. Tonight's reading, Unrelenting, Chapter 1, by J.A. Caliendo. My name is James. I'm a writer, albeit not a very successful one. In fact, I've never written anything that's been published. I guess you're wondering how I would consider myself a writer, then. While I always have dozens of stories running through my head, life experiences that I have create scenes in my mind. But they're typically so random and disconnected that I've never been able to pull them together. Recently, however, a character has entered these scenes and created emotions so real and intense that, as they fill my head over and over, I'm being forced to write them down. Therefore, the story I tell you now, while not fiction, is the fodder for almost every fantasy and romance novel on the Times bestseller list. I'm getting ahead of myself. I should start at the beginning. Or, at least, at the point where things began to change. It all started 3 months ago. Since writing wasn't paying the bills, I was forced to do other things. What did pay the bills? At that moment, it was consulting with companies as a process and efficiency expert. It is really a fantastic gig. I'd walk in, critique everything they were doing, tell them what to do better, and they'd pay me. I'd walk away. On this particular morning, I had a meeting with a client at Chimo's, a coffee shop downtown. I just completed a full process analysis and was ready to discuss the preliminary results. I tend to prefer these types of meetings a little less formal, just me and my corporate contact discussing the strategy of the presentation and results over coffee. Besides, I really like coffee. It was these meetings and my addiction to coffee that made me a bit of a regular there. I arrived at Chimo's about 30 minutes before the meeting. I like to settle in well before the client gets there. It keeps them slightly on their heels and makes them a bit more pliable with what we're about to discuss. Walking through the door, I looked up to catch the eyes of my favorite barista, Tuan. We both smiled, and he gave me a knowing nod and began pouring my coffee. I'm a very simple man when it comes to coffee. Strong coffee, black. No frills or bells or whistles. Walking towards my usual table, however, I realized something was very much out of place this morning. There was a woman sitting at my table. I sat at that table every day. It was quite perfect and had just the right location. It had a perfect view of the door and window to watch those outside and coming in. It was also far enough away from the vent that I wouldn't be too hot or cold, and I always had perfect access to the Wi-Fi there. Not today, though. There she sat, her head down in an e-reader, at my table. I shot a glare back at Tuan. He raised his eyebrow and shrugged his shoulders. Great, I thought. A cute rack walks in and you stab me in the back. Just swell.